Now, what Hamas are saying is that the document they have back now that the Israelis apparently signed up to doesn't contain that condition.
And that's the BBC's Tom Bateman reporting. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are lower. The Dow is down about 14 points, while the Nasdaq is off 129 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. An investigation is underway after someone broke into the Maryland Department of Health headquarters building at the State Center in Baltimore. According to a local paper, workers received a memo saying some desks had been searched and they were to report any missing items to their supervisors. The state's Department of General Services says the break-in at the building on West Preston Street happened last Thursday, and police are actively investigating. Additional security measures are being implemented to ensure the safety of employees. And the Baltimore Ravens say Phase 2 renovations are underway at M&T Bank Stadium. The project includes new premium seating, expanded video boards, and upgrades to the retail and concession areas. The stadium's original ticket office is being converted into a 4,900-square-foot retail store featuring video panels and an immersive LED player jersey feature display. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you, announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Weather permitting, it'll be the Birds and White Sox at 7:05 tonight at Camden Yards. Both teams are cellar dwellers. Zach Eflin to the hill for Baltimore. Going to try to figure out why he's been pitching batting practice of late.
At the end of the day, like, I'm paid to stay in the game as long as I can. I'm paid to be competitive every single pitch until the ball's taken away from me. So it's just got to flush and move on.
7 home runs allowed by Eflin in his last 2 starts, 10 and a third innings pitched. Ravens concluded their OTAs for the week yesterday. They'll pick back up on Tuesday. Tight end Mark Andrews at the mic on his assessment of the 25 Baltimore Ravens.
This team is incredibly stacked with incredible players. We have a lot of healthy competition going all around, which makes us better.
Our Ravens-Eagles matchup is the number one Super Bowl matchup prediction on FanDuel right now. And finally, in the aftermath of the WNBA's first foray into Baltimore, the Banner reporting this morning, Caitlin Clark's on-court absence caused prices on the secondary ticket market to plummet. Last week, a spokesperson for StubHub said the average ticket to Wednesday's game was selling for $350. By early Wednesday afternoon, after the announcement of Clark's injury, tickets were available for $8. Coming up in 30 minutes, handing the keys to Tyler Luke. And that is Stein on Sports.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
At 10:06, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a wet and stormy end to the work week. Mostly cloudy and muggy through the remainder of the morning into the afternoon with highs close to 80. But then we are tracking some heavy hitters tonight. That means downpours, damaging wind gusts, hail, brief tornadoes, and flooding will all be a concern. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
71 degrees in Essex, 71 in Owings Mills, and 70 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. Yes, it is the weekend. I'm excited about it. You know what's so funny? As I don't really do much. When I was younger, it's like, oh, it's the weekend. I'm going to go out with my girlfriends. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Now it's just like, you know, I should probably clean the bathrooms. I don't know. It seems that we're running out of forks, by the way. I don't know what my, I don't know if my daughter's throwing them away with her plate. I don't know what's going on. But now I got to go find some new forks. And, you know, that's my weekend. That's my weekend, but it's still, you know what? It's relaxing. I like it. I like being 43. I'm fine with this. All this time, I was fearing getting older, but I love it. I really do. All right, of course, we were talking about the fact that you've got sanctuary counties and sanctuary cities in Maryland, according to the Trump administration. And so we were discussing that. Mayor Brenda Scott and Governor Wes Moore both had something to say about it. And we'll continue to wait and see. Right now, being on the list is really just a warning. They're not pulling any federal funds right now. So we'll see. Maybe this is a good warning. Maybe some of these people get their act together. I would love to see Howard County get their act together for the sake of the people. My word. I don't know what's going on over there. All right. If you missed it, the D.C. Jewish Museum. It did reopen. I believe that was just yesterday. They did reopen after the senseless murders of the young couple. I just wanted to mention that. My heart still goes out, of course, to the family and friends. I cannot get the image of Sarah's father doing an interview and noting that, you know, they found out later that Yuren, Sarah's boyfriend, who was also killed, by this domestic terrorist, he was going to propose within a matter of weeks to his daughter. And I feel so bad. I mean, just think about the future that was taken from these families and why. It's not because they were involved in criminal activity. It's not because they were on the wrong side of the town and none of that, none of those things. They were attending an event at the Jewish Museum and this terrorist believed that they were Jewish and shot them cold blood multiple times, gruesome murders, because he thought they were Jewish. I am, you know what, I guess I will say, even though we did see where the FBI director, Kash Patel, said they were able to ensure that another attack didn't happen. God, I wish state was that what he was talking about. I'm trying to remember, but there was somebody else planning another attack. And they were able to ward it off just in time. So I'm happy about that. But I know many people in the Jewish community still do not feel safe. I understand why you don't feel safe. I wish I could say something different here in 2025. But now that we do have at least, you know, from what I could tell, adults in the room, and I mean the Trump administration, hopefully that means that things will get better. But that museum did reopen for the first time since that senseless murder. Again, I wanted to bring to you Ed Hale Senior's interview here on the show yesterday. He called at the very tail end of the show. And look, I don't know if you want to weigh in on this. I still think that this is a very interesting conversation. Yesterday's poll question was something to the effect of, are you willing to change your party affiliation if you are not a Democrat, so that you can vote for Ed Hale Senior in the primary? And I came up with that question, not all on my own, but because as I was going and scrolling through Facebook, I noticed that there were many people that were saying that they were planning on doing just that. And so Ed Hale Sr. said that he had some friends listening to the show. Shout out to his friends, whoever they are. They're listening to the show, and that's why he called in. Brian, the producer, tells me that Ed Hale Sr. is on the phone. If you guys know Brian, the producer, he jokes 24/7. So at first, I did not even believe him. So finally, we came back from commercial break, and we were able to talk to him. And this is just a clip of it. Again, if you ever missed a show, you can go to WCBM.com. We're on all podcast platforms as well, and you can listen to the show archive there. But take a listen to this snippet. All right. What a day. We were talking about the big question of the day at WCBM.com and brought up to you by Renovation Real Estate. Of course, that question is, would you consider switching parties if you were not a Democrat to vote for Ed Hale in the primary? Then we were talking about Ed Hale in the interview he did with Rebecca Pryor. So far, 64% of you say, yes, you would, in fact. You would, in fact, switch parties to vote for Ed Hale in the primary. And then I'm sitting here. Brian, the producer, is like, Kim, you got somebody on the hotline. Super excited. Ed Hale, hello to you.
I wouldn't be too excited, Kim.
I wouldn't be too excited. I shouldn't be excited? Oh, man. Did you hear about the poll that we were doing today?
Yeah, I got a call from some of my friends who are all listening, and they thought it was pretty interesting that I know about it, and I didn't. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm curious what's happening because things are really changing, you know, since I've gotten in this a few weeks ago.
Nice. So when you say changing, and maybe you can or cannot answer this, are you doing any internal polling?
Yeah, we did, and I'm getting ready to go meet some people right now that are going to interpret it for me.
Oh, wow.
Some of the polling is that, you know, obviously, yeah, he's got great name recognition and all that sort of thing. But based on what's happened in the last couple of weeks, he's starting to slip a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think slip is being polite.
Right. Well. Again, if you're just joining us, they're speaking to Ed Hale. I appreciate you calling in. Ed, you know, we did this poll because on Facebook, this is a comment that I see often from Republicans and independents saying that they are willing to become Democrats so they can vote for you in the primary. Have you been hearing the same thing?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, we've investigated the methodology that you use to make a change. And a lot of people, especially business people, are Republicans. They said, we will hold our nose and change to Democrats so we could vote for you.
Yeah.
So we have a method. We tried it, and it takes like 2 minutes. That's it. You can do it online.
Right. Well, just so you know, so far, Ed, 64% today said yes, and 10% are still unsure. So you only have 26% at no. But you know what? Hearing from you today and hopefully hearing from you as far as this internal polling, I think you can really sway some voters. Let me ask you this, Ed. I know you were on with the guys with the morning drive, and we appreciate you being on. You know, as you said, some of these things are changing. We're watching Governor Wes Moore changing a lot of what he's been saying on social media, making it seem that everything is so positive here. You see the Democrat Governors Association running ads for him. Do you think that he is nervous, and do you think it's mostly because of the economy, or do you think it's, and again, you have the internal polling, are there other reasons?
The big reason I hear is he is not a genuine person. He is running for president. Everybody knows that they're not telling the truth about it. And I categorized it yesterday in particular. I was interviewed. It's like somebody's peeing on your leg and telling you that it's raining.
Yeah.
You know, we all know. We all hear this. We all see this. And we think that he's running for president, and he's got one leg in, one leg out of the state. And I believe that. I say that all the time. And if he ever wanted to debate that with me, I'd be happy to.
Well, that was
I'd like to see him, you know, deny this, you know.
Yeah. Well, that was my next question is, do you think that he'll actually debate you? Because I don't think he could win that debate, but do you think it might be there?
I'm willing to do it. I'm unafraid to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, you know, I'm, you know, they're what they were saying about me before, because I heard some people internally in his campaign were just saying, hey, who's this old white dude over in Baltimore that he can't win. And now they're not. Now they got the Democrat National Committee or Governor's Committee putting money in. Hey, they're starting to look over their shoulder a little bit and listening to the footsteps are getting a little bit closer.
Yeah.
They thought they were going to get a free ride, and they're not.
No, not at all. All right. And that was Ed Hilseeger. He called into the show yesterday. The tail end of the show. So you didn't get to weigh in. So I wanted you to weigh in, if you'd like, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And so, again, this comes down to what I've been seeing on social media. And if you heard Ed Hilseeger, again, he's a gubernatorial candidate in the Democrat primary. If you heard him there, he said the polling that he received, right, because he's doing internal polling, and I know for a fact the DNC is doing internal polling, that's for sure. But he said that he was going to have someone, I guess, you know, decipher it, really break it down for him. And I guess he said interpret it for him. But, you know, sometimes the way that questions are asked in some of these polls, some people, some pollsters are able to really, truly read into the language, even when you just click yes or no on your end. And so, excuse me, so. Sorry about that. So Ed Hilseeger said he saw on this internal poll that many people feel that he is disingenuous. Again, Governor Wes Moore, that he is not a genuine person. And I would say from what we've seen from Governor Moore so far, that is absolutely how I feel. Most of the time we talk about it, it seems like he's reading from a script. He doesn't seem serious about the issues. You would have people come to him like Mackenzie Frost and others and ask him some of these questions. He would dodge the question, and he does it very well, as if it was, you know, written, the answer was written for him previously. We know that he's a great public speaker. We know that he articulates very well. We know that he's charismatic. We know these things about him. But at the same time, it does seem disingenuous. And I don't know how he fixes any of that, because, you know, I even mentioned before, Governor Wes Moore, he was a Republican until he wasn't, right? And we don't know when he made that change. Now, people change parties all the time, right? I voted for Barack Obama in 2008, by 2009, I was a Republican. So people do change as they get older. And so I don't think that that's odd, but I think when you go from a Republican to a progressive, I find that to be odd. I do. He was a White House fellow for Condoleezza Rice. And so we're talking about not just Republican, we're talking about conservative. He was with the college Republicans at his school. I mean, Governor Larry Hogan, even though it's not really talked about it as much because they've been going back and forth with one another, he did appoint Governor Wes Moore, because we talked about this, too. He appointed the Governor Wes Moore to some position while he was the governor here in Maryland. So he's not truly a progressive. I think he figured out that he could most likely rise as a star as a progressive, like the AOCs, right, of the world. And I think that he's really, you know, hitched his wagon to this progressive walk of life for the easy fame, for the easy rise. But I don't think he really believes any of these things, which is why I think a lot of what he says is scripted. Because I don't think you could get it out of him if you asked him. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines on this, because I did ask what your opinion was, especially on what we heard from Ed Hilseeger yesterday. I got Bill in White Marsh. Bill, are you willing to register as a Democrat to vote for Ed Hilseeger?
I will hold my nose and make the change, but as soon as I cast the vote, I'll go back and I'll change it back, unless Ed Hale is really up in the polls. In years past, the union I belong to, we did the same thing. We at a union meeting, we had applications and forms there to change your affiliation from Republican to Democrat, so we could put a person in to run against the favored person who was a Democrat, and we also had the forms to change it back. And the very first group of people that came up were the most staunch Republicans of the group, came up, changed their affiliation just so they could vote in the primary, and then unfortunately when our candidate didn't quite make it, they went right back and changed it to a Republican and voted how they felt. So
yeah,
we've done it in the past. We'll do it again.
All right. Well, Bill, you know, a lot of people feel the same way. Thank you so much for sharing. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. So there you go. There you go. If you want to weigh in on this, please do. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We'll continue this conversation when we get back.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Restaurant in Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Custom home builders and remodelers. Find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
The Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, San Francisco did something so left of center with its schools, even liberals rejected it immediately. Wow, that must have been super stupid.
Here I come to save the day.
Michael Charbonne to talk about to Trump in Canada.
What? Are you crazy?
The great Mary Walter and Tony Kanat of the Daily Signal. Noon to 3 on WCBS.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about Ed Hale Senior. We're talking about whether or not those that are not not Republicans, not Democrats, whether or not they're going to be changing their party affiliation so they can vote in the gubernatorial primary and vote for someone other than Wes Moore. To hope in hopes of changing the dynamic and making sure that Governor Wes Moore cannot win in the primary. And so that was a big question yesterday. Ed Hale Senior, gubernatorial candidate in the Democrat Party primary, he called into the show very last minute, so I wanted to hear from you on it. But he said internal polling is showing, and when he talks to people, people are saying, yeah, they plan to do just that. And thank you, Bill, for calling in just now and discussing how easy it is. It's really easy to do online as well. I think Ed Hale talked about that yesterday. It takes about 2 minutes to do it. Very easy to do. But I know for some, it is very hard to even make that change, even though you know you're going to change it back. Because it is. It's like it feels dirty or something, right? It's, it's like you don't even want to change, you know, to the Democrat Party, even if it's just for 30 days. Like it hurts. You know what I mean? I got Vicky in Brooklyn Park. Vicky, what are you going to do?
Kim, that is a great strategy. I am surprised that I didn't think of it sooner because at one time I was a Democrat. My grandparents were Democrats.
Yeah.
But that party changed over the years. So I changed to Republican many years ago. And my youngest daughter, when she was 18, she registered as a Republican. However, she lives in Violetville in Baltimore City. And we told her, you got to change your affiliation to Democrat. You're never going to stand a chance. She won't stand a chance in Baltimore City as a Republican. So that's why she's registered Democrat there.
Right. Right.
But no, I feel you got to do what you got to do. And definitely. And then I'll go back to Republican.
Yeah.
That's a great strategy. I will pass this on to my Patriot friends.
Yeah. No, it is a great idea. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You're welcome. You too, Kim. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah. But you guys, don't forget to change back. All right. You got to switch back or you're going to change the census. Look, we've already had redistricting. It's not the best, but it is what it is. So don't forget to change back. You know, it's like, oh, man, that would be a nightmare. Got a couple text messages here on the matter. Marty says, I am troubled by comments about Enhale. It shows why progressive Democrats win in Maryland. He said, I saw far too many people say that Enhale wants their vote, that he needs to become a Republican. This is short-sighted viewpoint and exactly why progressive wing of the Democrat Party wins. First, you can be a Democrat for the primary and vote Republican in the election. A conservative Democrat like Enhale is far better than a progressive one like Wes Moore. Staying Republican assures Wes Moore will be the nominee. And that, with the political reality, is he likely will win back the governor's mansion. He says, here's the kicker. When Wes Moore runs for president 2 years, we will see Governor Aruda Miller, not for 8, but for 10 years. Stop voting a party and vote a platform. Ed Hale is the most conservative candidate that has a chance to win. Sorry, John Myrick, and sorry, Hogan supporters. Again, this Marty in the text line. Look, I do think that it's a good idea. And I'm going to be very honest with you. And I hate to do this, especially as someone that has run for office. And it pains me to do it. But I am going to switch parties. And I am going to vote in the Democrat primary. And I'm going to try to lead by example. We can't afford to have, even if it's 2 years, of Governor Wes Moore. Can't afford it. Can't afford it. You've got businesses hightailing it out of here. You've got those that they are, you know, really relying on as far as their tax base. They're moving. Everybody is moving. When I talk to people, it's Florida, it's South Carolina, it's North Carolina. They're done. Texas. You know what? I have a friend that's ready to move to Arizona. It's like, how can you do that? Look, I know it's cold here, but the desert? I can't look out the window and see a bunch of rocks. All I'm going to say, oh, you know what? But the golf is good in Arizona. The golfing is good. Anyways, I just believe that Marty is correct. If Governor Wes Moore wins this primary and he does go off to run for president, you will end up with Aruda Miller. Now, will they continue to reelect her? Possibly. I tell you what, I don't even know where she stands on the issues. Does she talk? Brian, the producer, has the lieutenant governor said anything? I know she does little events for the Democrat Party, but I got to look this up on the break. I have no idea where she stands. All right, if you want to weigh in, please call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you can switch your parties and switch it back, go ahead and do it. I got a comment here from Russ. Russ, can you please tell your audience how they can do it? Well, Russ, you know what? We'll do that when we get back as well. We'll do that. Also, I do want to talk about the Baltimore City Youth Fund. Apparently, it's still being used as a slush fund. And I've known this for quite some time. But they're still doing it and getting away with it. See, these are the things that we talk about. The corruption in inner cities. Still there. All that more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump tariffs remain in force, at least for the time being, a federal appeals court allowing the levies to stay while the legal fight proceeds. President Trump will visit the Steel City today. He goes to Pittsburgh after announcing details of a new deal that offers a new start for an iconic American steelmaker, U.S. Steel. It is Elon Musk's last day on the job as head of the Trump Department of Government Efficiency. Today, the president holds a joint news conference with the outgoing Doge chief. Two of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail earlier in the month are still at large. Now authorities have upped the reward for their capture. It amounts to $50,000 per detainee. Watching Wall Street, stocks have turned mixed. The Dow is up 33 points and NASDAQ 64 points in the red. More details, SRNnews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Interesting how different the two managers the Birds have had this year have answered the media's questions when it came to the team's failures with runners in scoring position. Birds are second to last in the league in that category, batting .207. By the way, the White Sox are last at .06. Here's manager Brandon Hyde just days before he was fired, question and answer.
Is it kind of incredibly frustrating when you have so many leadoff hits that immediately guy on base and it stacks up second, third, fourth, fifth?
You know, it's the big leagues and you got to be able to make some contact in certain situations.
And then here's interim manager Tony Mancelino on the same question, first after game two of the Orioles-Cardinals series.
1-for-14 with runners in scoring position. A little frustrating not to be able to break through with some of those opportunities yet.
You know, their pitching was good tonight.
Then after game three.
17 runners in scoring position. 3-for-17. What was happening out there?
That bullpen that they got, and I think you guys see it, that's a heck of a bullpen.
More from the Ravens OTAs and Owings Mills, with Tyler Loop now in line to take over kicking duties for Baltimore. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh asked if there was a risk for a Super Bowl contender handing the keys to a rookie kicker.
There's a lot of risks in life, you know. There's a risk you get in your car, you'd be driving home in this rain, you know. I want you to be very careful. It's going to be risky out there on that road.
Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caitlin Clark factor takes effect in Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Through our Fox 45 forecast, we have a very wet and stormy end to the work week. Mostly cloudy and muggy today with highs close to 80. But then this evening, plan on some strong showers to thunderstorms. We are tracking the potential for some flooding due to some heavy rain, along with some damaging wind gusts, hail, and even a brief tornado. And that threat will stick around through pretty late tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla frosty flavors? Announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. The same creamy treat you love, now with a flavor refresh. Refresh on a classic? Gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later at participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary by location.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves with Active Liver from New Nordic. Find in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or Amazon, or newnordicusa.com.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. You know, Rust, you want me to look up, and I was reading there just the top line, because I did not open your text as of yet, but you wanted me to find out how people could switch their party besides doing it online. Not everybody is tech savvy, and they need an alternative to be able to make the move. Well, you can definitely go down to the MVA. I believe that is the old-fashioned way that many people still use today, if you would like to do it that way. I will say, for the MVA, I'm used to saying the DMV. For the MVA, they have made it very easy now to make an appointment, and then that way you're not sitting there all day. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but they did update it, and it's a lot easier now. So if you go online and make your appointment, or even if you call over there, you can make an appointment, and then you can go over there for your appointment time, change your party affiliation. But the other ways, I guess the form that we were talking about with Bill, you know what? I'll go ahead online and I'll check this out, Russ. All right, I'll do the work, Russ. Sheesh, I was trying to enjoy my Friday. Russ is giving me work. It's okay. Nancy says, Nancy from Jarrettsville, Kim, I don't want to lose my chance to vote against Lockdown Larry in the primary. Probably won't change my affiliation. Oh, Nancy. Nancy's throwing it out there, Nancy. You know, here's the thing. That is a tough one, too. If Governor Larry Hogan gets into the primary and he runs against, say, maybe John Myrick, I'm John Myrick over Governor Larry Hogan. I am. But you're right, Nancy. If I'm in the Democrat primary, not much I can say or do about that. I will say, speaking to some of the Republicans in Annapolis, some of them were saying, yes, they've been hearing a little bit of the rumors that Governor Larry Hogan might get in the race. If you guys saw recently, the former Lieutenant Governor Boyd Rutherford, I guess he started this lawsuit where he's going to try to figure out a way using legal counsel and how to open up the primary altogether in the state so that independents are able to vote. I would say that he's doing this because Governor Larry Hogan probably is running. Why else would he take on that task? I mean, when do you really hear from Boyd Rutherford? Never. Unless it has to do with Governor Larry Hogan. Man, oh man. You know what? We don't ever talk about that, do we? We don't ever talk about it. So you have a black Republican that was a lieutenant governor here in the state of Maryland. But he was so quiet. You know, he was like the silent partner. And I had the chance to meet him once at an event, and it was for the Jewish Council. And I was there, Congressman Kwaisi Dufume was there. This was during a special election. And I think I told you guys about this. Kwaisi Dufume, he comes in the room. I was supposed to speak before him. But when he gets there, he decided that he wants to speak before me. So he goes up to the guy running it. And the guy comes over to me and he goes, hey, well, we know Kwaisi, so we're just going to let him do what he likes to do. I was like, really? And so then, of course, I sit there like thinking, why am I even here? Why am I even here? And this was the Jewish Council meeting in Baltimore City where I got up at the podium and everybody stared at me like I had two heads because I said, the writing's on the wall. And if you think, remember, this is back in, oh, man, was it March or April? Was it March or April of 2020? I think so. It had to be April. Yeah, because I was at CPAC in March of 2020. It had to be April 2020. So I get up there and I said, look, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but it's about to get way more violent in Jewish neighborhoods and Jewish communities, especially Reisterstown, Pikesville, you name it. They all just stared at me like I had no idea what I was talking about. And I said, do you not see it creeping that way? And they were all just staring at me. And after the event, right, I said my piece. After the event, I had a couple of people come up to me. And there was this woman and her boyfriend. And she was like, you know what? I actually agree with you. And I do think that we're going to start to see more violence because it's coming down Reisterstown Road. And you could see how it's spreading from the city. And I said, yeah, right? Because they were, of course, this is the Baltimore Jewish Council. You could see it going down if they lived in a county or what have you. You could see it spreading. And she said, I can see it. She said, but I doubt many people in this room could see it. And boy, oh boy, did I get an earful. So as the event was ending, I was packing up my stuff to go. And this one woman came up to me and was basically like, how dare you? How dare you say that, you know, any of that crime and violence is, you know, from West Baltimore or wherever is going to end up in our Jewish community, you know? And it was like, I'm just sitting there like, is this lady serious? Who does she think they're going to rob when they can no longer rob each other? And here we are 5 years later. What are we talking about? Crime and violence in the Jewish communities. It wasn't rocket science then. It's not rocket science now. But they were so excited to vote for Congressman Kwaisi Dufume to make sure that they continue to vote blue no matter who. They were willing to just overlook the facts. And the facts were, it was getting more violent. And the facts were, you were possibly going to start and beginning to see people coming out of synagogues getting robbed. And guess what's happening? Those are the facts. you know, just so we're very clear, and I know it sounds awful, but just so we're very clear, to those in the Jewish community, I just want you to know, those that are used to the criminal element, those that take part in the criminal element, they look at many of those in the Jewish community as easy targets. Okay? Now, some of this is because they think, oh, they're white, easy target in their minds. And some of this is because they believe that the Jewish community, they're very nice, very sweet, very helpful. Most in the Jewish community are very helpful when it comes to, you know, anybody of color. Very giving. I believe that is part of your religion. And that's why you guys are, you know, so involved in the community and always doing great things. But those criminals look at you as vulnerable targets because you wear your heart on your sleeve. And it was very obvious at the time that you were going to be targets. But they didn't want to believe that. Because how dare this Trump Republican say such a thing at this Jewish council meeting when they're clearly there to support Congressman Kwesi Enfume. Well, anyways, leaving that event, I walked out of the building. Boyd Rutherford was a few steps ahead of me. And he actually looked back and he said, Kim, you know, you did a good job in there. Whether they believe you or not, it is what it is. And that was the only thing that we've ever said. Meanwhile, he's a black Republican that was lieutenant governor here in Maryland. Now, I know Michael Steele had, I guess he had that spot first, right? But yeah, Boyd doesn't really say much. But the fact that he's now come forward and is talking about wanting to open up the primaries altogether so independents can vote, which should be a thing anyways. There's so many states that already do it. So many states. But I know the Democrats wouldn't want to do that, right? Well, anywho, I think you're right, Nancy, in pointing out that you can't vote against Governor Larry Hogan if you change your affiliation to Democrat in the primary. And I know that would concern some. And I can see why you would be concerned. And I appreciate you bringing that point up. I've got Mike in Bel Air. Mike, what say you?
Hey, so I was wondering if we should run a poll or even campaign to change that law, because, I mean, if we have to register as a Democrat to get a certain candidate into office, then what about the rest of the ticket? I mean, we don't want to put all the Democrats in there, do we?
Oh, of course not. No. So, you know, in the general, you'll still be able to vote for the Republicans. And then you would just switch your party back. But I see what you're saying. And that's what Nancy was saying there. She's like, okay, well, what if Governor Larry Hogan gets in the race and then it's Hogan versus John Myrick in the primary? Of course, she wants to vote for John. And so you're right, Mike. That is a chance that you're taking, is that you won't have...
Isn't it just a few that do that, that make you vote the party that you're registered as? Like, other states don't make you do that.
So they have open primaries. Yes. I think, what is the number now? Close to 20 states have open primaries. I mean, we should have open primaries, but of course, you know, the Democrat Party is not going to want that.
Because what about the day of the election? Maybe, you know, a scandal breaks and then you're stuck voting or not voting for that party.
Well, no, you would still have both parties on the ballot at that point. So you could still do what you want, you know, at that point. Maybe I'm not hearing you correctly. This could be the problem. Maybe I'm not understanding exactly what you mean by this.
Well, the rest of the candidates on the ticket,
right,
you would still have to vote for that same party.
No. Then you could just vote for whoever you want at that point in the general. But you're right. In the primary, you're right. In the primary, you could only choose that party. That is correct.
Right. That's what I figured.
Yeah. And I think that's what Nancy's saying, because she wants to be able to vote for the Republicans in a primary, too. So that it is. It's a tough call. It is.
Yeah. And it's a lot to sacrifice. Hopefully, if Ed Hale does decide to throw his hat in the ring, he sticks with it, too, and don't drop out.
Yes. Yeah, that would be awful, right, if he dropped out.
That's how I look at things, and it's just, you know, when it comes to politics, I'm very skeptical, because you have to keep that mentality.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, Mike, because, of course, some people are wondering if Peter Francho would end up getting in the Democrat primary. Would you consider voting for Peter?
versus
Wes Moore, if you were in the Democrat primary?
Yes. I would vote for a dead person versus Glenn Moore. I mean, he's a character.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mike, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, Kat.
Thank you. Yeah, I guess that's the consensus here. But here's what I will say. Here's what I'll say. When have we really had this conversation recently? And I would say the past 10 years. When have we really said to each other, hey, guys, we need a serious strategy here. We're going to have to vote in the Democrat primary. So think about this. Wes Moore is so bad. People are considering changing their party affiliation just to vote against him. He's that bad. And Ed Hale Sr. yesterday, when we were talking to him on the phone here, he said, of course, there's a lot of business owners, many of them, of course, Republican. He said they're going to hold their nose and do it. So, you know what? We'll go ahead and put a pin in this conversation for now. Let's see, a couple text messages here. AJ says, Kim, you're in good company. Rush Limbaugh suggested voters switch parties to vote for Obama against Hillary. At the time, he didn't think Obama had a chance to win nationally. Oh, I forgot about that, AJ. Thank you for that. Robert says, Kim, I think I said this before. If you were to simply just change your party affiliation to Democrat and challenge your opponents to a Soul Train line dance competition, you could win the next election and maybe gain support from Kwaisi and Fume. It also wouldn't hurt to sponsor an Easter versus West Baltimore twerk-off competition with cash prizes. Do the opposite of what's in good taste and in common sense would dictate you to do, and you could go far in Baltimore. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, you could. You know what? Kwaisi and Fume came across my X feed this morning. I wanted to tell you guys about this. And apparently, he is trying to up his position there on Capitol Hill. Johnny Osheski already, quote, tweeted him and said, oh, I endorse this. Here's what he posted. Again, it's Congressman Kwaisi and Fume. He said, today I formally announced, this is yesterday, I formally announced my candidacy for ranking member of the U.S. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. He had a full, announcement for two pages, you know. It's like one of those things where it's so long, it's like, I'm not reading all of this. Either I'm sorry for your loss or congratulations, right? Like, I mean, the whole thing, he wrote a whole book about it. Dear colleagues, like so many of you, I continue to mourn the sudden loss of our dear friend, Congressman Jerry Connolly. Jerry was more than a colleague. He was a trusted confidant, a fierce advocate for truth and transparency. So he's trying to take this spot. Of course, my response was laugh out loud. There were lots of responses here, and many of them, some of them from Democrats, by the way. Many of them say that, he got ratioed on this. So there's 300 comments and only 90 likes. Yikes. Again, it was just me laughing. I didn't want to say too much. Let's see. Donna Schifanelli's on here. She says, your own district is a pit. Fix your district first, starting with the schools. She's correct on that one. Joey says, let's stop electing people that could pass away from old age during their term. We need vigor, passion, and youth. Wild you would even put this out there. Joey, by the way, has Kamala Harris in his bio. So there are Democrats on this. Another Democrat actually posted a screenshot of Congressman Kwaisi and Fume's picture next to his age, which is 76 years old, apparently. Another person wrote, you're 76 years old, you should retire. Another person says you should go to a nursing home instead. Congressman Kwaisi and Fume, I don't know why. And then Johnny O, of course, he endorses this nonsense. I don't know what it is about Fume. He's one of those individuals where I think he hates getting older and he's kind of like in denial. Like, you're almost 80, Kwaisi. You're almost 80. I was surprised. I told you guys this before. I was surprised he beat Maya Cummings in the special election for the late Elijah Cummings seat. I was surprised. I thought he was a bit older then. And that was a crowded primary, by the way. Jill Carter was in that primary. You had Congressman Elijah Cummings, his chief of staff. They had 24 candidates on the Democrat side in that special election. And then there were about seven, I think, of us Republicans on the other side. When it comes to Congressman Kwaisiat Fume, when he does leave that seat, however he leaves the seat, I believe Mayor Brandon Scott's probably got his eyes on it. And that's probably where he thinks he's headed. And you know what? He probably will win that seat. Let's be honest. Especially now that they had redistricting and the whole thing now encompasses Baltimore City. He'll be going to Congress, whether we like it or not. You know, like I know, he shouldn't be going, but that's where he'll end up. He will. All right, coming up next, we'll move on from this. Like I said, there's the Baltimore Youth Fund I just want to mention. Also, Dan Bongino had quite the bombshell yesterday on Fox and Friends. I want to give that to you. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by the Greater North Point Touch a Truck at East Point Mall. Frank, a friend of mine that I met not too long ago at an event, he's going to tell us how you can have a lot of fun with your kids this weekend if you are interested. And then also Sally Taylor, she's running for delegate in the 5th District in Carroll County. She has a call to action for us at 11:35.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla frosty flavors, they have some big news for you, announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Like I said, top of the hour here, we'll be joined by my friend Frank. He's going to tell you what's going on at East Point Mall this weekend. And then Sally Taylor running in District 5 in Carroll County. She has a call to action for you at around 11:35. It does not have to do with her district. It has to do with something else. I did see where Dan Bongino dropped a bombshell at Fox and Friends yesterday. Not sure if you noticed, but according to Dan Bongino, our new deputy of the FBI, he's saying that there is a video proving that Jeffrey Epstein unalived himself. He killed himself, is what Dan is saying. Now, this is all very confusing because if you remember, according to Bill Barr, William Barr, whatever you want to call him, he told us that there wasn't any video. Because somehow, some way, all of the cameras malfunctioned at that time. Remember that? So we were told there wasn't any video at all. But now Dan Bongino was telling us in the coming days, we will see a video proving that Jeffrey Epstein was in the cell alone. And that nobody came in. And that is how he killed himself. I don't know what to think. I love Dan Bongino. I love Kash Patel. I will say I am very skeptical still on the death of Jeffrey Epstein. And I know that they sat on Fox News. Like I said, that was Fox and Friends that Dan Bongino said that yesterday. He said it to Maria Bartiromo, said that sitting alongside FBI Director Kash Patel. I would say that I would find these guys to be trustworthy. I don't know. And maybe it's just because I'm just like this conspiracy theorist in my mind. I don't know. It is very hard to convince me that, you know, now you've got this video. We were told that there was never any video. So does that mean that Bill Barr was lying, I guess? That there was video all along? This is just a very confusing story. And so then when we were trying to get the list, couldn't get the Epstein list. Pam Bondi has a bunch of social media influencers in the White House, gives them a bunch of empty binders. Then we were told that there were people trying to shred evidence at some FBI headquarters in New York, and they were going to send the truck to go pick up the stuff. Remember all that? When people start explaining things like that, it's usually a lie. And I feel like they're insulting my intelligence. And according to my daughter, I don't have much. But the little bit that I have, I'm wondering what's going on here. So put that little nugget on your plate. We're supposed to see a video next week or possibly the week after of Jeffrey Epstein in his cell alone. I don't want to say that it's going to be an AI deepfake. I'm not saying that. I just am going to watch very closely. I think the administration knows that no one's going to let this go. And I think they're trying to come up with something because they don't want to truly tell us who was within the Epstein files and how he was killed or how he died. And I think they believe it's best to cover it up. That's what I think. All right, coming up next. Stay tuned. We'll find out what we can do at East Point Mall this weekend. And also the Baltimore Youth Fund and so many other stories that I just want to bring to you. And also we have another celebrity that has gone full MAGA. It's a woman. Can you guess who it is?
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners.